Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you,
Jesus,
I trust in you.
Okay, friends, we have a special treat today. John Benko is going to join us for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. You there, John?
I am now. You muted me.
Oh. I didn't realize I muted you. I didn't realize you were live up until
I muted
you.
No problem. Is my sound level okay?
Your sound level is great.
Okay.
All right. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I'm sorry, I went into the wrong one. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And with it being Sunday, friends, I like to use the votive mass of the Mercy of God prayer from the Roman Missal. O God, whose mercies are without number and whose treasure of goodness is infinite, graciously increase the faith of the people consecrated to you, that all may grasp and rightly understand by whose love they have been created, through whose blood they have been redeemed, and by whose spirit they have been reborn. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go ahead and do the daily update. John, I'm going to turn the daily update over to you.
Well, you forgot something. St. Faustina.
Oh, St. Faustina, pray for us.
St. John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Jesus, I trust in you.
Amen. Now we'll do the daily update.
Okay, well, boy, we've been having a lot of stuff going on. Why don't you start by reviewing what Ken and William did on Friday and Saturday, and then I'll pick it up from there.
Well, Ken had a great show. It was an interview with Jacob Webb, and they talked about Jacob's amazing conversion story. And then they talked a little bit about how to answer common objections to the Catholic faith. And then yesterday, we recorded Catholicism Rocks, and the topic was the four marks of the church, you know, one, holy, Catholic, apostolic. Those are the four marks of the church. And then on burnt toast and coffee, what did William do on burnt toast and coffee? I knew a second ago. There we go. He did John chapter 4 and the woman at the well.
Okay. Cool.
Which is an interesting topic.
Yeah, because she was considered to be an outcast. And Jesus sent a very strong message there that he didn't come to, didn't come for the elite and the favored and the privileged. He came for the outcast and the downtrodden and the marginalized. That's a good message for all of us.
We need to all remember that. We don't need an autograph from John Bon Jovi. We need an autograph for this homeless guy walking up the street.
Yeah, and since you brought that up, I want to speak to a segment of our Christian population. So,
okay.
Going to get it a little political here, but not any more than I absolutely have to, because, you know, we try to stay away from that. But in the 2024 election, we pretty much know what two guys it's going to come down to.
Right.
And for me, it's not even a question which side you have to choose among those two guys.
That Nor is it for said, me.
Yeah, that being said, I think there's some people that have a unhealthy favoritism towards Donald Trump, almost like a messiah-like reverence towards the guy.
Yes.
Donald Trump is not going to save America from all its ills. Only Jesus Christ can do that. And I think some people get carried away with how big they build Donald Trump up to be, you know, as larger than life. There are things in his 4 years as president that he did that were pretty good. And there's things that I think can rightly be criticized. But the bottom line is he's just a human being, Richard. He's not going to save this country. He's not a Messiah. And It just disturbs me that some people kind of seem like they're almost treating him like one.
Very much so. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't see how anybody can even consider him a serious candidate right now, given all the charges and lawsuits against him. And if he's convicted of any of these criminal felonies, he can't serve as president.
Right. Right. And but then even assuming that he passes all that, even if we go with the assumption that he passes all of that, he becomes the nominee and all that. The man's got flaws, okay? He's not exactly, he's not exactly Mother Teresa. He's not exactly an example that Catholics can hold up as the perfect model of what a Christian is. And again, this is saying that he's head and shoulders above what he's running against. He's not Jesus Christ level by any stretch of the imagination. And people need to remember that's who our hope is in. And, we need to do what we need to do on the political realm and all of that. And I understand all that. But let's remember, God is our only hope. And anything else short of that, we're going to be in trouble. Anyway, I've spoken my mind. That's all I want to say on it.
Okay. All right. So, and then Saturday, I know Lisa Marie Cole is going to be doing her Rockin' for God podcast.
Well, before next Saturday, she's going to have a show on Wednesday. So Lisa's given us a double header this week. She's going to have a show at 10 a.m. on Wednesday with Roe Evans. And I believe Andy Dean is on the Saturday show, right?
That's correct. Andrew Dean is on the Saturday show.
Right. So that's a doubleheader from Lisa Marie Nicole, and we're going to attempt to do the double dip on that, the audio and video podcast at the same time. That's what we're going to try to do. We're going to try to do them both live. There's always the dreaded glitch in the technology. You never know if it's going to work out perfectly. But later on Wednesday, later on in the day, 1 o'clock our time, my special guest is going to be psychotherapist Greg Nolan. And I'm going to have a video conference from him. He actually approached me. And folks, by the way, if you like our videos, subscribe to our YouTube channel, share it. We need to get the subscriptions up on our YouTube channel. So share what we're doing, subscribe to it, click the like button, all that stuff. But Greg Nolan approached me, and he, I don't know if you remember when Fred Boley and Deb Rojas had shows on our Blog Talk Radio show, but Greg Nolan is very much up the same alley. He's a Catholic psychotherapist. And he very much believes in the four persons approach he's going to talk about what he calls CBT or Catholic Behavioral Therapy. And we're singing from the same sheet music, Richard. We believe you can't treat a person or help a person that's going through some kind of trauma or some kind of mental difficulty unless you recognize the whole person. And that means you need to recognize the soul and the heart as well as the body and the mind. And I'm looking forward to that conversation. I think it's going to be really fascinating. And he's offering a four-part course online about how to deal with depression the Catholic way. And it's a free course. It's a free four-part video course. He's going to be talking about that on Wednesday. Really looking forward to that show. I think it's going to be a good show.
Sounds like it.
And then what do William and Ken have? Well, first of all, I was getting ahead of myself. Thursday, Terry's is coming back, you told me. So let's talk about that show.
Well, Terry is going to be doing a show on the basically the attack on St. Patrick's Cathedral. Let's see. What is this? They tricked the bishop. The bishop should have stepped up and put a stop to it, but it's like getting sucker punched. His legs were wobbly. They did a mass of reparations. Since she goes there, I figured it would be good to hear from the streets. And this is about the desecration that happened at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Yeah. Now I know what it's about, and it was horrific. It was absolutely horrific that something like that could happen in one of the most prestigious cathedrals in the United States, if not all of North America. It's absolutely shocking.
See, I didn't even know what happened.
Well, I know he'll bring that to light, but they had a funeral for a special funeral for let's just say some very unsavory people. And we'll leave it at that. I'll let Terry get into it, but it was absolutely an abomination, not something that should have been, you know, taking place in a Catholic cathedral. This horrific stuff.
I think I kind of get the picture.
Yeah.
And again, I want to
say to everybody that, you know, we're trying to get our video portion of this thing going. So go to our YouTube channel. You know, click the like button, click the subscribe button, share our videos, you know, help us grow the way that the radio program has grown. We really appreciate your support.
And then on Thursday, on Friday, Ken is going to have his show at 7 a.m. Eastern. I don't know yet what his topic is, but I'm going to find out. Hopefully he'll let me know today.
And then we have the double header from William again on Saturday.
Right, and I don't know what his topics are yet either. But he will let me know today or tomorrow.
Okay.
He's good about letting me know once he decides, and so is Ken.
One thing Ken could talk about, if he doesn't have anything else, or you could mention to him that he could mention it on the show, his next Friday show is a First Friday, and he could talk about that particular devotion, the First Friday devotion for 9 consecutive months, the devotion to the Sacred Heart. Have you ever done that?
I have.
Yep, I've done it once. Going to try to do it a second time. But it's a powerful devotion. And he talked a little bit about St. Margaret Mary Alico and about the Sacred Heart devotion. If he doesn't have too much on the plate for Friday, it's just something that he could put out there. That's my thoughts.
Okay. Well, I've emailed him and asked and pointed out that you're offering up that maybe the First Friday devotions is a good topic.
Yep.
And Ken listens to the show, so he'll know. So why don't we go ahead and talk about the saint of the day?
Mm-hmm.
And the saint of the day today is Saint Walburga. Now, back in December, I mentioned St. Willibald, and then earlier this month, I mentioned St. Richard the Pilgrim. Well, St. Walburga is the daughter of St. Richard the Pilgrim and the sister of St. Willibald and the nephew of St. Boniface and also the daughter of St. Wuna. And I bring that up just to point out that there are so many saints whose entire families are saints, or who have a lot of saints in the family. St. Therese comes to mind. You know, both of her parents have been canonized, and one of her sisters, I believe, has been beatified. But St. Walburga lived from about 710 until February 25th, 777 or 779 AD. She was born near what is today Devonshire, England. As I pointed out, she was the daughter of St. Richard the Pilgrim, a Saxon king, and the sister of Saints Willibald and Winibald. When she was 11, her father and brothers went on a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, while her father placed her in a convent famous for its holiness. She was well educated according to her rank, became a nun, and lived there for 26 years. Her uncle, St. Boniface of Mainz, my confirmation saint, then brought her to what is now Germany to help him evangelize that country and establish the church there. In this missionary activity, she joined her brothers who were also laboring for the faith in Germany. One is an abbot and the other is a bishop. Because of her education, she was able to document the travels of her brother in the Holy Land. And for this work, she became the first female author of England and Germany. She was known as a miracle worker and healer both in her life and after her death. Her relics have the miraculous property of exuding oil to which many cures have been ascribed through the centuries. St. Walburga is the patron saint of sailors, mariners, and farmers, and against hydrophobia, famine, coughs, rabies, plague, and storms. So that's St. Walburga. And
yeah, you know,
like
what you talked about the exuding of the oil, that's not something that's completely uncommon either. That's happened in the case of other saints. So St. Nicholas comes to mind is one.
Correct.
Yep.
And you know, there are a lot of miraculous things that have happened to saints' bodies. I mean, I can think of at least 10 that are incorrupt off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'd like to recommend a book that our listeners can read. It's a book called The Incorruptibles, and it's by Joan Carol Cruz. It goes into great detail some of the fascinating stories of not only the ones that everybody knows, St. Bernadette, St. Catherine,
Laboure,
but it goes into some lesser known and fascinating stories like St. Paschal Bailon and some others, really fascinating stuff. Anyway, the book's called The Incorruptibles by Joan Carol Cruz. I recommend anybody read it. I think you'll find it fascinating.
It's a great book, and for those of us who pretty much do all of our reading on a Kindle, it's available on your Kindle. In fact, I think it's in Kindle Unlimited this month, so you can get it for free.
Wow. What a deal.
Well, it's a great deal, and it's a really amazing book. She's written a couple of good books.
Yes, she's a good writer.
She is. So anyway, there's our 10-second mark. Didn't get a chance to do an ad for the Rock Company shop, but I just did. And want to remind you guys that we're not paid for our endorsement. We don't get any discounts. We don't get anything free, and we wouldn't accept We wouldn't accept it if we did.
I just want to mention to folks that since October 7th, the Israeli economy has contracted by almost 20%. That's the kind of a hit that these good people have absorbed. So need to help them out any way you can. And if the only way that you can help them out is like passing the word to somebody else, well, then at least do that. And at least, say a prayer or two for them, because they've taken quite a hit.
You know what? Let's go ahead and say we're already over on time. Let's go ahead and say a Hail Mary for Tony and Paulette. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen. And I almost forgot, St. Walburga.
Pray for us.
All right, so
Richard,
let's go ahead.
I want to go before I say what I echo what I said on Facebook. I appreciate all that you do, and I appreciate that all of you do, and I'm grateful that you're part not only of this apostolate. I'm grateful to have you as friends, and I really mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Well, and I echo your sentiments. I'm blessed to have you as a friend, and I'm blessed to have been called to be a part of this apostolate. God works in mysterious ways.
Yep, amen to that.
And he's got a plan, and he knows what he's doing. So
amen.
Anyway, friends, we're going to call it a day, and I want you to have a blessed rest of your Sunday. And have a wonderful Monday until I see you at 3:30 tomorrow. I'll be right here at 3:30 tomorrow. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.